This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
Welcome to the Rocky Mountain Voices and Connect weekly podcast.
This is Sydney Tetro with Rocky Mountain Voices.
And hi, I'm Colin Kelly, executive editor of Connect Magazine.
And today we had an opportunity to do a special edition of the Connect Cast. We sat down with Jack Britton, who is at the University of Utah, who has a number of titles, as he'll explain, but really to talk about a lot of the innovation that's happening at the U and how that's coming out into the economic environment of the technology climate here in the state of Utah.
Jack, you've got so many titles now, Dean of the Business School at the University of Utah, but also VP of Technology Commercialization, is that right?
Vice President of Technology Venture Development, and then the Technology Commercialization reports to me.
There we go. So tell us a little bit about how your new revamp pipeline's been working. From what I've seen, we've gone from three or four companies spinning off of the U every year with the University of Technology to closer to 2025. Am I right there?
You're correct. We had historically, prior 10 years, averaged 3.5 companies per year, so 4 1 year, obviously, and 3 the next. But last year we did 20 spinoffs. We've done 18 so far this year. I think 20 is a big number, but probably sustainable over time. And in all different sectors, we have fuel additives companies, energy companies, medical devices companies. We have some services-based companies that are coming out. So a lot of diversity, and that for me is really critical. The other thing that's been very exciting about what we've been able to do the past 2 years is the number of new inventors, faculty who have never done a disclosure or had any intellectual property before. We had 60 new inventors this year. So that's up really 3 times what it was 2 years ago. So there's, I think the message is getting out to the faculty and they're getting very excited about the potential for getting their technologies into the marketplace. And it's really gratifying to see that result.
Great. The governor's kind of giving you the unofficial nickname of Innovation Czar, which I love.
We were in the trade mission in Toronto, and I was with all of my fellow trade mission people, and I was asking what privileges come with being Innovation Czar, and they all voted over dinner that I had the privilege of picking up the check. So it's a title that I'm not sure that it comes with many privileges other than picking up the check, but
it's good for something.
Go out to dinner with me.
So, if put the czar hat on for a second, if you had unlimited control at the U, what's the one piece that's missing out of your puzzle? Last time I talked to you, I think Launchpad was just ramping up, and it seems like you've got a good pipeline. But if you had a carte blanche, what's the one thing you would want that would really streamline?
You know, I guess things are going so well, I some days feel like I have carte blanche. And the thing that we're working on right now, which I think is absolutely critical, is our seed fund. And we should be ready to launch that, I think, the end of July. So one of the things that's always been difficult to watch, and also you just wish you had it, is the ability for some of these great companies to put $200,000 to $500,000 in them to get them out about 6 months into operation. And we'll never be able to finance them as a full startup. But an awful lot of them just die for inability to have funds to fund a prototype to get to the point where they have at least a potential for some realized revenue to have some prototypes out into the marketplace. And the seed fund is coming together. The name of the seed fund is V3, and it is going to invest in technologies coming out of Utah's three major research universities, USU, BYU, and the University of Utah. And the University of Utah is putting some money into it. VSpring is supporting us. UV Partners and Wasatch Venture Fund are all in helping us do it. And then we have a application into the state fund of funds as well. It's going to be a small fund, $5 to $6 million. We'll put in $200,000 to $500,000 rounds. But I think that's really the next piece. It's just so critical. I see some really great technologies like Glycosin seems to be doing real well. The technology that Chuck Grissom has for tumor demarcation, a little bit of money would just make such a big difference for him. And so that's what we want to do, is support these technologies really becoming companies.
Great. Are you in need of entrepreneurs to come in and form startups based around the spun out technology, or do you have people lined up and waiting? If you do need people, are you looking for seasoned, retired businessmen, business people, not, or will you entertain the notion of groups of young entrepreneurs eager to take a startup to the next level?
We definitely need people. The human capital piece is just absolutely critical. One of the things that I think the next thing we'll be working on this year is to really build up a bench of entrepreneurs who can take our companies out. And we really like to have a mix. We'd like to have some seasoned people who really understand the whole process of taking a company out. But we'd also like to have some younger entrepreneurs who will kind of work in typically in a quasi-board capacity with some of our startup technologies and rub shoulders with the more seasoned individuals and get their experience level up so that they can take companies out. We definitely see a great need for it. We have some wonderful opportunities for people. We don't have a very good programmatic way of linking people to opportunity and then also getting the right people. So we have a challenge there. It's something we're going to work on over the next year.
Great. Well, thanks, Jack.
This has been a Rocky Mountain Voices podcast. Visit us on the internet at www.rockymountainvoices.com.